was honest.
Well, I don't know how many people know this. My parents' family are Jewish, and we've got extended family in Israel. That we feel this every day. I don't describe myself as a Zionist, but I understand and I sympathise and I support Zionism. So I wouldn't describe myself in that way. But of course, you know, we have family in Israel, and that is part of my family.
I mean, I think it is absolutely disgraceful that in this country there are elderly women being put to bed at 5 o'clock in the evening because there's no one there to look after them. There are people with disabilities who are not getting washed every day. There are people who have to make a choice between being fed or being washed. This is Britain in the 21st century. We are one of the richest countries in the world. And if the National Health Service is the closest thing we have to a national religion, then social care, I don't know, why do we exclude social care? It's the same thinking. It's the same thinking. It's like it's poor, starved little sister. You know, and of course it undermines the National Health Service. So not only is it totally immoral and wrong that we have our most vulnerable not being looked after, but it undermines the NHS because people end up going into hospital in crisis because no one's been looking after them, and then they can't get out again because there isn't anybody to look after them. And of course it undermines the NHS. I think that we should integrate health and social care. I've been saying so for years, as did Barbara Castle 40 years ago. You know, but it's about time we did it, and we have to fund it properly. And frankly, we should stop messing around. We should stop messing around. It needs to be paid for out of the taxation. Of course it should.
I agree with Emily on social care. It's a complete disgrace, and we shouldn't treat as a luxury washing and cleaning and helping people and clothing people and the basic support that is needed in social care. The staff are overrun, they're not paid properly, the conditions are poor, and there's no framework around it. We've been arguing about this for a very, very long time. We need a national care system equivalent to the National Health Service. And I don't think anybody who needs social care is prepared anymore to put up with the argument that it's just too difficult. It was difficult to set up the NHS. It'll be difficult to set up a national care system, but we need it, and we've got to be brave enough to do it, and it should be absolutely central in any manifesto put forward at the next general election. But I'll say this, because we go on these hustings, and people ask us questions, what are you going to do? And we argue about it, and you say, I like that, I don't like that, I think that's better. We've just lost 4 elections. If we don't win the next one, we can talk all afternoon, all day, all night about what we're going to do about social care, and it's not going to happen. And we need to focus on that. We can have all the ideas under the sun, ding-dong battles on every policy issue. We've lost 4 in a row. And for all of them saying it was this issue in the last election, people like one issue because they think that is nice and easy. We've lost 4. We've got to change that. We've got to get from where we are into power. Because if we don't, social care is not going to improve under this government. So let's focus on the task ahead. I believe in the state of Israel, a secure Israel. I also believe in an independent Palestinian state. Thank you.
And the Jewish Labour Movement believes in a two-state solution. The Jewish Labour Movement would say they were Zionists. Are you a Zionist?
Well, I don't know how many people know this. My parents' family are Jewish, and we've got extended family in Israel. That we feel this every day. I don't describe myself as a Zionist, but I understand and I sympathise and I support Zionism. So I wouldn't describe myself in that way, but of course, you know, we have family in Israel, and that is part of my family.
I believe that Jewish people have the right to national self-determination. That makes me a Zionist. I hated the way that the word has become weaponised in the Labour Party over the last few years. I've been vice chair and then chair of Labour Friends of Palestine and the Middle East for the last 8 of the 10 years that I've served in Parliament. And I believe in a two-state solution, and a two-state solution means you have to have two states. And I believe that we have to stand up to people who say that you can achieve peace in the Middle East with only one state. I don't believe it's right, and I don't believe it's morally fair. And I've gone out and fought these battles over the last 10 years, and I've done it especially when it's hard. That's why I went to conference the year that there was an attempt to ban Labour Friends of Israel, and told a rally, not at Labour Friends of Israel, but at Labour Friends of Palestine, that nobody who was trying to ban Labour Friends of Israel from the Labour Party had a place in the Labour Party, and I will always be there for you. On social care, I said this morning at one of the very many hustings that we've been doing in this contest, that one of the thing that keeps me awake at night and troubles me in the morning before I even start to think about all the things that we've got to come and do in this leadership contest is the fact that I've got a young son in Wigan and obligations to my family, and that I rely very heavily on the support of my two parents who are growing old at different ends of the country. And I worry about that all the time. And in that, I'm no different to any of you. But I think we have to be honest then, if we want to solve this. First of all, that we'll fund it. And that's one of the reasons why I've said in this contest that I want to see, at a minimum, wealth taxes brought in line with income taxes. Because we all stood on a platform and a manifesto a few months ago where we said that we would put 5% on the top rate of income tax. But we need to be honest that that isn't enough. That is not where the wealth is. The wealth is in assets. And if you want to fund social care properly, you have to tax assets as well. I think Keir is right to say that we're not in power and we've lost elections in 2010, 2015, 2017 and 2019, and we need to start winning if we want to build the country we want to see. But we may not be in power nationally, but we should never believe that we're powerless. And there are two things that we could do right now. The first is, there are some parts of the country where we do have the power to change this. In Greater Manchester, where I'm a Member of Parliament, Andy Burnham has control of health and social care, and we should be on the front foot there, and I know he feels passionately about it, and we should be rolling together health and social care so that we can get help to people when they need it and not when it reaches crisis point. And by doing so, we tell a story and we shame the Tories to show them that it is possible and to show them the cost of their inaction. But secondly, I'll just say this, is that the only way that we'll build a lasting settlement on social care is to build a cross-party consensus. Now, that has become a dirty word in the Labour Party in recent years, but as your leader, I will reach across the political divide and show the courage to do it.
I was part of that when I was Shadow Social Care Minister, yeah. And I tried.
Let me just finish this.
My point is,
this matters deeply to people across this country, and I want to say,
I'll bring
this
you in a second.
Yeah. Is that we should be reaching out across the political divide, and there are many people in the Labour Party, Liz Kendall included, who've done a lot of work on this in recent years. But when in 2010 Andy Burnham tried to bring in a settlement that would solve this, the Tories labelled it a death tax. And in 2017, when Theresa May tried to solve this, we called it a dementia tax. We can't afford to go on like this. We need to be far more ambitious, far more honest, and far more brave.
Sorry. I was just, as a matter of interest, just trying to feed in my experience, because when you talk about the two parties coming together, being one of the ones who was, I'm a shadow social care minister, I went to number 10 and I tried to engage. And to be honest, we just sat around a table and it was like, go on, then you go first. Go on, what have you got to say? And there was no trust between the two parties at all. And so I think it sounds good to say the two parties need to come together, but just from my own experience, it ain't going to happen. And we just have to take the lead. You know, I know it's not good enough, but I'm telling you, having spent, you know, many weeks going backwards and forwards to number 10, and we just sit there and kind of go, well, so what are we going to talk about now? It just didn't work. And if either of us had moved, then there just wasn't the trust, and it's even worse now. So I think we just have to just say Labour needs to develop its own policies and go for a general election and get the public behind us.
Thank you.
Are you as artist?
Well, look, I don't know how many people know this. My parents' family are Jewish, and we've got extended family in Israel. That we feel this every day. I don't describe myself as a Zionist, but I understand and I sympathise and I support Zionism. So I wouldn't describe myself in that way, but of course, you know, we have family in Israel, and that is part of my family.